Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The University of Michigan announcing this morning that athletic director Ward Manuel will leave his position at the end of the calendar year. The result of the investigation into multiple controversies in numerous sports under Manuel's watch, most notably the circumstances surrounding the dismissal of former football coach Ron Moore. The investigation cited, quote, interference, poor oversight, and failure of accountability from the university leadership. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians begin a home series with Minnesota tonight at Progressive Field. Joe Ryan pitching for the Twins. Tanner Bibee for the Guardians, who are one game out of first in the AL Central. Cincinnati Reds continue their long trip as they play in Seattle tonight. Andrew Abbott a pitch for the Reds. George Kirby for the Mariners. Cincinnati coming off a series winning 2-3 at Colorado. After already being viewed as on shaky ground, LIV Golf has been sued by a Canadian tech company claiming LIV owes them for unpaid invoices and lost revenue. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear hole.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, get out your name.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
I don't know about you. I'm ready. Well, your laughter says it all. You must be ready, too.
You got a hell of a look here today. I'm enjoying it.
I'm ready.
I'm enjoying it. You got your backwards hat. Wearing your hat in the direction your life's going, huh, Mike?
Exactly right. It's all backwards over here,
yeah,
Timmy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, indeed.
How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
We got Foodgasm at 4:46. Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark at 5:30. He was at the beach this weekend. Just getting back from the beach.
Wildwood? Yeah. Was he at the woods, too?
What did he
Little
say
Jersey
he was?
Shore?
Let me look.
I mean, I'm sure he was at the Jersey Shore. It's just which beach? He's a Philly guy.
Long Beach.
Oh, guess not. Long Beach, New York?
I don't know what to tell you.
Right, Teddy? Would that be California? Yeah, I mean, he's not going to California unless he was out there covering a Dodgers game or an Angels game.
Well, actually, you know what? This is heading home now from a Long Beach weekend. Now,
come on.
No, but L and B are capitalized. Long and Beach are capitalized.
Oh, okay, well, then I'm sure it's probably New York. Long Beach is, I'm looking it up right here. It's not that far outside of the city. It's close to JFK. It's one of the, it's probably one of the closest beach getaways to people that live in New York. I know he's a Philly guy, but, you know, there's Rockaway. Like, that's where Kramer would go out. Let's go out to Rockaway.
Hit the golf balls
out
there. And
hit him into the ocean.
All right, so we'll talk to Jason about his sunbathing routines and all of that. What did I say?
You didn't say anything.
Oh, I watched.
What?
You're right. I didn't say
what
anything.
What did I say? We didn't. What are you? It's a talk show host? What?
Watch the World Cup yesterday, Timmy.
Me too.
Did you watch it?
Telemundo.
Oh,
I did some Telemundo.
I did some Telemundo, yep. And I did some Fox.
God, man.
I didn't watch any of the halftime show, though.
Why not?
I know people have thought, because I'm not a halftime show guy. You know
just,
this.
Just check it. I mean,
I don't watch the halftime show.
You see
show.
A couple of clips. Like I mentioned Shakira to you. It's like I was speaking Greek. She's fantastic. She looks unbelievable.
I could have told
almost
you that.
Almost 50 years old.
I know. She's a vampire.
She looks the same now as she did when she was 22 years old. It's a remarkable feat. I know there's some other stars out there that still look marvelous into their 50s. J-Lo is 56, I want to say.
Don't Sophia, use the word marvelous.
Why? What's wrong with marvelous?
Marvelous.
I didn't say marvelous.
You look
marvelous.
Marvelous.
I mean, he yells pizzazz. Like, I can't say marvelous?
No. You can't.
It's a decent adjective. She's trying to vary my terms. All right, she looks really neat.
Shakira.
Yeah.
Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba.
Looks fantastic for her age.
Jessica Alba in her 50s now?
No.
Or she's older. Jessica Alba.
She's 45, 44.
Brimful of Asha. Yeah, she's 45.
She looks great. Again, though.
Sofia Vergara?
See, I don't like her. I find AGT? Her very obnoxious.
Why?
I don't know. Just don't like her.
My God. Some of the outfits she's been wearing on AGT this season. Dear God.
She's almost too.
May as well just wear a bra.
That's what I mean. She's almost too much.
Right. I'm okay with it. Anyway, I mean, hey,
now that I've thought about it.
They tell us it's ABC. You got the, 6-year-old kids as well as 45-year-old adults watching that show. It must be good, clean family fun. That's what we're telling people, right?
So here's my analysis of the game yesterday. Mm-hmm. Watch the entire thing.
Yeah.
Right. Beamer sat here and he told us for weeks.
Oh, he didn't watch it, I guess.
First of all, he hates everything Spanish.
That's a lie. I bet he watched it.
So he said he hates Spain. He hates the way that they play. And after that scoreless draw, was it the opening match against Cape Verde or the Doritos chips that they played? Cape Verde?
It was in group stage. I don't know if it was the first game they played, but it was one of the first couple.
The Spanish people were going into full panic mode. What the hell are we doing here? We have no firepower on this team. They dominated that game from start to finish. And being the novice soccer fan that I am, I admire the way that they play a good team defense. There's my analysis.
Is that...
What do you want me to do? You want me to break
analysis.
It down? I can't break it down for you. What I can tell you is I enjoyed the hell out of this tournament, and I'm sad that it's over.
How about the fact that they just gave up one goal in an entire World Cup?
Fantastic.
What do you say to that?
And it should have been worse yesterday. The Argentinian goaltender stood on his head. They didn't get a shot on goal in the entire regulation time.
No, the goal that they did put in... I don't know what his name is, but Telemundo broadcaster. He didn't do as many goals as he did for that second Argentina goal, for the one that put them into the final.
Well, that was such a big, dramatic comeback, too.
He cut his number of goals down, but the ones that he did do were a lot longer. I don't think we have...
Teddy, can you find me Telemundo audio from yesterday? Thank you.
Yeah, Telemundo audio from the... when was that goal scored? Like, it was late in the game, wasn't it? Also,
yeah, it was late in the game.
80-something minute.
Right before stoppage time.
Oh, man. I had it on even when I left the room, and I was just listening to the broadcast in Spanish. I didn't quite know what he was saying.
You don't have to know.
But I knew that I liked it. I knew when he was saying all those names, and I liked it.
Samantha came in.
Why are we watching this in Spanish?
And I said, why not?
Good answer.
And then she sat there and watched it with me.
Right.
And she's trying to piece it together because there are some words that cross over. She takes Italian lessons, so she knows how to speak a little Italian.
Oh, nice.
And so she's picking out the words that cross over or are very similar to Italian. I'm like, that's great. You don't have to tell me every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
I got the coup de mundo. I got that one. That one resonated with me. Mundo. World.
Got it.
There you go.
I enjoyed the hell out of the tournament, though. You know, when it was getting ready to start, I forget if it was Ted that asked during a rapid fire or something, but he said, does this mean anything to you? And you and I were talking about it, and we both said, no.
Yeah.
Not really.
It built for us.
I'm not excited about it, but I had this caveat. I said, but when it starts... I have a tendency sometimes to get swept up into things, especially international competition. And really that first week or weekend that it was on, I found myself watching a ton of games.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say I sat and watched every single game. Of course I didn't. But the big moments, the big games, They were fun to watch, and I love the crowd, the atmosphere. We talked about this in 2020 and 2021 when we didn't have crowds in stadiums like we did, and people noticed it for the first time, how important the crowd is to the competition.
Yeah.
It is the ultimate intangible. If you take the crowd out, you can have the best athletes in the world going back and forth, giving us exactly what we got for the last month in the World Cup. But you take the crowd out, it's not 10% of what that tournament was.
And I feel like it's much better than maybe what we're accustomed to with a Super Bowl even. There have been great crowds at Super Bowls before, even when it's a corporate type of crowd, and it seems like the rich people just get to have all the great seats.
There were rich people there yesterday, buddy.
Right,
those tickets were really expensive.
There's still typically those spots in a Super Bowl where the crowd crescendos and you feel how big of a game is, all the flashbulbs that go out. It's hard not to when it's the last game of the biggest sport that we have. But to have the games in the States, you could feel that, to see how many people from overseas came in and spent, I don't know how many thousands upon thousands of dollars to enjoy. And you got to think, people came out here to not just go to one game. Maybe you had to budget that, and you couldn't, you know, go to every single game while you were
people that were here for weeks at a time.
You wanted to be here for the final. You were going to pay, you know, $7,500 get in the door price. And the people that did that, and the crowds were insane. I thought too, maybe the best part was, you know, just one of the great men in this country, Tom Cruise, to
Jesus,
you know, say what he said. And you know, he just really, Teddy, I don't know if that got at your heartstrings like mine.
Unity, I believe.
To just,
is what it
yeah,
was, right?
Unity, yeah. And just to, you know, it bonds us. You know, it's a language. This is football. You know, it's unity. It's a language spoken without words. I thought, Mike, I know you.
Yeah, he's
I know
normal.
That, I know that touched you too.
He's really
as
normal.
It did me to see Tom Cruise out there, one of the great
the
men of
audio?
Our time.
I do have it.
Can I hear it?
You want to hear it right now?
Should we wait?
It's probably 4 minutes long, so we should
all right.
Maybe take a quick
Telemundo.
Pause.
We'll listen to that. Plus, we haven't talked about the other big event that captured my attention this weekend.
Oh, baby, mine too.
The Open Championship.
Yeah.
And my guy Ryan Fox
love
and
it.
His beer gut.
I usually, and you know, we'll get into it, but when no names win big events like this, people usually are like, oh, man, not another one for Scotty.
Man.
I thought this was great.
I enjoyed the hell out of it. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at some holdup due to an accident that's on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt going from 315 to Sawmill Road. We also have a crash causing delay on Morse Road at 71. This report is sponsored by Coda. Here's how to have a day at the Columbus Zoo with Coda for less than $10 a person. Step one, ride the Coda Zoo Bus. Step two, enjoy the adventure. For more details, visit coda.com/zoobus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and Timmy are putting together a hangout at the radio station for a small amount of listeners. Pizza will be involved. Ping pong, too. Lots of inappropriate conversation. And don't forget, pin the tail on Teddy. Tell Man and Timmy why you're the perfect guest by emailing goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The event takes place Thursday, July 30th, and all email submissions must be in by July 27th. Enter today. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A lot of sunshine for the morning hours with a few more clouds drifting overhead during the afternoon. There'll be some patches of haze from the wildfire smoke as well, but not as bad as what we had at the end of last week. Highs today reach the mid-80s. For tomorrow, occasional rain and thunderstorms are likely. Few of those could be strong to severe in the afternoon with highs in the mid-80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want you to do something for me. If you don't subscribe to the podcast, you're taking food out of our family's mouths. Is that what you want to do? You want to look at my daughter and say you're not going to be able to eat or go to college?
God, I hope not.
So I want you to go to wherever you get your audio. The choice is yours. Even crap-ass Spotify. Go search Common Man and Timmy.
Click.
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. You can delete them if you want to. Just subscribe.
Just listen to 5 seconds.
Whatever.
Just click play.
Just so we get some sort of credit.
Yeah. Just click play and then listen to Conan. I don't know.
My daughter is starving. It's all brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling.
Your daughter's starving. We're living in a shanty, man.
Lay off. I'm starving.
I think we had a whole entire week where we didn't get buzzed by Spotify. You know that?
We didn't play anything.
Well, right. That's why.
You know what?
I feel like
hell with them. What should we play now? Tired of them.
We don't ever play some Dave Matthews Band.
We play Dave all the time. What are you talking about?
No, we don't. I always have to go, like, we never actually play and listen to it. Give me a little What Would You Say?
No, I'm not.
A little John Popper.
I got a text from an old buddy of mine. She went this weekend to a concert. It's called The Summer of 99.
What is that?
It was in Chicago.
Okay.
And here was the lineup that she saw. She saw The Verve Pipe, Hoobastank, Candlebox, Bush, and Creed. Creed was the headliner.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Here's a little My Second Night.
There it goes.
Oh, man, now I got to edit this crap out of the podcast. There it goes.
I just can't wait for Fish Always Forwards.
Hello, my friend, we meet again. It's been a while. Where should we begin? Seems like forever. She said it was great.
How could it not
said
be?
It was fantastic.
How could it not be great?
What did I tease? Oh, we got Telemundo audio. So the World Cup yesterday. Spain beats Argentina. I was enthralled with all of it. I was enthralled with the way that Spain played a team game, the way they smothered Argentina. Nobody got any space. Messi couldn't do anything. When he did touch it, he looked great. But then they just swarm him. Had nothing. And I love how a guy who's got like $1 billion, who's accomplished everything, right? He won the World Cup last time. You go to Argentina, Messi is God.
Yeah.
He's God. And yet he cared so much after that game. He's standing there crying. That's what I love about the World Cup. These guys are not cynical bastards like we can be sometimes.
Yeah. They got like a 50-foot statue of Messi.
He's God.
I know, but I'm
there.
Saying they don't just have like a 8-foot, 10-foot statue. It's like gargantuan. It's bigger than like the Jesus statue in Brazil. Only it looks like from the backside that the World Cup trophy is going right up his ace.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is.
A little bit of a design flaw with you're spending that much money on a statue.
Right, here
make
is,
sure you don't make it look like it's going right up his keister.
The game-winning Spanish goal via Telemundo from yesterday.
Doppia traporro, la pone all'aria. Al cabezazo atrás. Queda el remate. Gol, Ferran.
Ferran
Torres en el comienzo del
I don't know what the American equivalent is because I don't watch a lot of Spanish language soccer, right? We've heard the goal calls over the years,
that's,
the over-the-top goal calls, but I wonder if, like the Latin soccer fan, the Spanish-speaking soccer fan that watches these things all the time, if they're watching that and they're sort of rolling their eyes because that guy's their Gus Johnson. And it's like, oh, again with the thing and the, oh! See, I think it's fantastic. I love it. But again, I'm not watching it all the time. If I were, perhaps it would get on my nerves.
It could be. I'm trying to think of who. Who was it? Was it Collinsworth or was it... who are some of our top color commentators in the NFL now?
We got Aikman.
Troy. Yeah, it's not
you got
Troy.
Tony Romo?
Romo. It was Tony Romo.
You got Tom Brady?
It was your
Brady.
Guy. No, it wasn't even Brady. It was your guy, Tony Romo. I think it was after the Chiefs won one of their Super Bowls recently. It was whatever the super dramatic game winner at the very end, walk-off touchdown, and he just wouldn't let the pictures do the talking, which is typically how we do it, at least for some part in the States. Once you're done with either that canned written call that you jotted down in your notebook for, I'm going to say this if this team wins, that if that team wins, people have knocked Jim Nance for always having some kitschy little line that he's going to say. But whatever that Super Bowl was, Tony just didn't stop talking and everybody hated that. Those were in the awful announcing articles the entire week.
I don't have that.
Just shut up, Tony.
I have other Tony stuff, though.
Oh, I know we have Tony.
Once again, just the tip has to get over.
it's the Chuck. Him. He laughed at his own joke. That's the funny part.
Who is he? My wife?
Just the tip there, Jim.
Yeah, it wasn't enough.
Well, see Coxon.
That was a terrible edit on that one. Give me another one.
Never touched him as a catch.
All right, Open Championship from yesterday. Ryan Fox wins the Open. So you had the Cameron Young.
Yeah.
In the clubhouse, he shot a 64.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Got it pretty low. Got to 9 under, and he was, 10 holes ahead of the leaders? So to fire an early number like that, then to have to stay mentally locked in and
I said he was in the
driving
clubhouse.
Range,
he wasn't
on
in the clubhouse.
Again, off again. Oh, yeah, he's staying warm, staying loose.
He's going out, he's driving, yeah. He's putting, he's trying to get his head in the right spot. We're talking like 2.5 hours.
Absolutely.
After he finished.
And it there was obviously a reasonable expectation where that could not just hold, but he might just win the golf tournament having to go back out.
Here comes Ryan Fox, some 39-year-old who looks like he's 50. With a dad bod from New Zealand.
He's thick, though. He looks like he has that.
Well, he's burly.
That, you know.
But he looks like he can throw back style. A couple of Fosters. Australian for beer.
He's from New Zealand.
Who cares? Not I don't Australia. Drink any Fosters.
Yeah, I'm from New Zealand. Yes. Why does he not, sound like he's a Getty player?
Not South African.
No, New Zealand.
And he's taken 22 seconds.
22 seconds.
To win the Open. He's got this putt to win the Open. Everybody else is looking at the hole. It's 5 minutes. I got to do this. I got to pound it down. I got to look at the wind. I got to talk to my caddy. I got to play with my junk. This guy's looking at it for 22 seconds. Beep. And he golfed the entire weekend like that.
He's golfed his entire professional career like this.
Well,
this is what he's used to. This is why he does it.
You would think in a big time situation, though, even the best of them would slow down a little bit. But he did not.
I would allow you, you know, whatever your normal routine is, times two, when it's a putt to win what is probably going to be your only major championship. Let's be honest. He's a good player. He's been a really good pro player. He won the RBC Canadian Open last year. Who did he beat? Who did he save off in a playoff? He beat Sam Burns. I asked that to you, Teddy. Couldn't get that trivia. It all kind of connected back. Burns has been the guy that's on the cusp, probably the best player right now, currently, that hasn't won a major. But Fox, it's just such a cool story. His wife was like thinking about hopping on the plane after he shot that low score. But at least you got to see
that's a
that
long
cute
flight,
moment.
Man.
It is. It, well, they live in Florida, so that's still a long flight. I mean, it's a little bit closer than coming from New Zealand, but you're still going across the pond. That's a lot to think about to just, okay, it's Saturday. My babe just shot a 62. Now should I just hop on a plane in case he wins the Open Championship on Sunday? My Who's going to watch the kids?
My babe just shot a 62.
Yeah.
Who's he married to? Dennis Miller?
Hey, my babe just shot a 62.
I don't know why I said that.
Let me hop on the Gulf jet.
I'm glad you.
Hey, babe.
I'm glad you stopped. I'm glad you stopped me.
Ryan Day gets a commit.
Is that no good?
No, it's fine. Just struck me. Ryan Day gets a commit. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for a disabled vehicle that's blocking the right lane, causing some holdup on northbound 71 on the north side after 270. We also have delay due to a crash on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and Sawmill Road. This report is sponsored by COTA. Here's how to have a day at the Columbus Zoo with COTA for less than $10 a person. Step 1, ride the COTA Zoo Bus. Step 2, enjoy the adventure. For more details, visit COTA.com/ZooBus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
Dan and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. I got lots of stuff I want to talk about today. I was in the doctor's office today.
Okay.
And I had
routine maintenance?
You know me. They want to see me every 3 to 4 weeks. When you're this crazy, they want to keep tabs on me. I understand. Got to make sure the microchip they implanted in me is still tracking my whereabouts. But I had a Timmy moment today.
What do you mean?
I'm sitting in the waiting room. And, you know, people come out from their appointment.
Yeah.
And this one guy came out with his wife, and he was having a tougher time walking. Very, very, very old.
Hmm.
And
well into their 90s old.
The guy was. Yeah, I can't speak for the wife. She looked old, too, but this guy was in pretty rough shape.
Okay.
And the receptionist said,
"She'd like to see you again in 6 months."
And I audibly said out loud, "Yeah, right."
You jerk.
Now, I don't think they heard me.
What the hell is the matter with
you? I don't know. It just popped out.
If that were me in my mid-90s, I'd give you a chuckle. I'd be cool with it.
I don't think.
How the hell do you know?
I don't think they heard
me. Come on, babe. You can't be saying that.
But then I started to think about all the people that just never make it to their next appointment.
Yeah.
Like, well, we'll see you in 3 months. Like, no, you won't. And do they call the surviving spouse? Do they call and cancel? Well, we can't make the appointment. Why is that? They're dead.
Yeah, I bet that happens.
Is there a notification that the doctor gets when one of the patients dies? Like, does the coroner, are they talking to each other?
I doubt it.
Do they have some sort of like death database where they put the person's social security number in there, the coroner registers it all, and then the doctor gets pinged like, boop, Blanche is dead. Ooh, okay. Don't call Blanche to confirm her appointment then. She's dead.
God, you know, leave it to you to bring something up that you would think with my wife's line of work, I would have stumbled. I would have stumbled
because
onto in conversation.
She deals with dead people all day, every day.
She'll have an opinion on that. I could text her in the break. Like, I initially said no, but I'm actually going to change that to yeah, I think there is something. Now, I don't know. You could be on to like a good I'm dead app, you know, like an app where we have people
that
work on your behalf.
Insider app.
What about smut clean out? How about that?
Like, what does that mean?
I mean, like, you know, think about all the things, like forget about, you know, getting a hold of your doctors. Like we could do that too. Make sure that all of the things have been tied up that you didn't get to before you passed. But you might have some files on your computer or whatever.
Well,
you might have some old VHS tapes
or
magazines. Well, I'm just saying, but you might care about, you know, that your image and your legacy. You don't want, you know, your, you don't want your, you know, 10-year-old great-granddaughter going through your things,
I'm
going through like
the
ring and trinkets
opposite.
Drawer and sees like, oh, Big Johnson, you know?
The exact opposite. When I'm old, all right, when I'm in hospice care and the equivalent of your wife is taking care of me, I'm going to say, please give me my laptop. I don't know why I'm British in my final days of life. Please give me my laptop. Or whatever the...
That's not British, just so you know.
Equivalent
speaking
is
in a voice.
In the year of my
give
death.
Give me my laptop.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to say nothing. I'm going to say nothing. And then right on the desktop, I'm going to download as much bestiality as I possibly can. Just so whoever, when I die...
I have seen a grown man satisfy a camel.
When I die, they go in there, oh my God, Grandpa's into some weird stuff.
He's really into zebras, not into the regular horses.
Then the last video they click on, it's just me pointing and laughing. Ah, it's like the end of Freddy Got Fingered. I can't believe you sat through this entire thing.
I think it could be a useful tool is all I'm saying, you know, and I do think there's probably some kind of pinging that goes on to the doctors.
Certainly
there's some pinging. I'm not sure if it's going to hit 100%. There's probably some stuff that slips through the cracks, and that's what wifey and kids are here to then deal with. Pick up the pieces after somebody dies.
Let's talk about a recruit that's joining Ohio State team. Now, I do get notes sometimes from recruits and their families that listen to the show
when they know
that we're going to announce their son is going to Ohio State. And I really hope that the May family was listening to that lead-in, as now we say that Carlos May, the number 15 defensive lineman, number 135th overall prospect in the cycle, that is, 2027 class, that's right, 2027 class has committed to Ohio State. So now Larry Johnson has landed his fourth top 150 prospect in the class of 27. Pretty good for an old man.
Yeah, and what were we saying about Larry Johnson about, you know, 3-4 years ago?
Can he continue to recruit?
Fans were
at an elite level.
Fans were getting tired of him missing out on some of the high five-star prospects, and Ohio State still got work to do when it comes to that 2027 class. I'm trying to find where we're seated right now. We're still outside the top 20.
Well, I'm just saying, though, Larry's doing his job.
Yeah, he's doing his part, but as far as the Buckeyes, it's time for them to get going. Wait a minute. I'm looking at the 24/7 rankings. Is there just like an omission right here? No, that's not right. For some reason, it jumped to 2007. Yeah, with 2027, we're right there in the top 10.
How'd the Buckeyes do in 2007?
It must have been a bad year, because I couldn't find us in the top 50.
Man,
that's weird, though, right?
Tress.
In the middle of the Jim Tressel era, that might be just...
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
It doesn't sound like it.
That might
sounds
be
like
an omission.
Recruiting.
No, that might be an omission.
So this dude, Carlos Mays from Alabama, Ramsey
Huge,
High
right?
School. He is 6'3", 305. He is a run stuffer. Recorded 43 tackles, 8 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, 2 interceptions as a junior in 25.
And we act like Larry Johnson hasn't on multiple occasions had singular classes where he just got tons of talent.
I understand
and
that.
And maybe wanted a little more spaced out, but this was pulled up. So here's what he did. You go back to 2022, right? Recent class. He had Kenyatta Jackson Jr., who were expecting him to do huge things here. He had Amari Abor, Caden Curry, who was wonderful, and then Hero Kanu, who actually transferred out, but he was one of the first, I think, German recruits we've ever had here.
Hello, Timmy.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
are you?
Well, you know,
we did not make it to the knockout round this year, but in 4 years, watch out for Germany.
We're not talking about soccer, Wolfgang, but it is
no,
cool
we're
to
talking
see.
About football.
Yes, we're talking about American football, and we had a player at Ohio State that looked like he was going to develop,
oh, I
but
know
Texas
him.
Came in and got
oh, he's
him.
He's Hiro Kanoo.
That's right.
That's right. We have him training for our soccer team now.
I did a little commercial with Hiro Kanoo a couple of years ago.
And look what happened after you did it. He transferred out.
I drove him out of town.
Couldn't stand the sight of your ugly mug.
Well, not a lot of people can, Wolfgang.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, see you later, buddy. You had 2018, where you had Teron Vincent, Tyreek Smith, Tommy Togiai, and Tyler Friday. And there were also four top 150, or like right outside the top 150. You had JT Tuimoloau, Jack Sawyer, Mike Hall, and Tyleek Williams. My God, how well did that crop develop in 2021? Pretty good.
Who was that guy you mentioned? Joe Friday?
Tyler Friday. He had to have transferred.
What the hell happened to him?
Yeah, I don't know where Tyler Friday went.
It's not Dragnet. Joe Friday?
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. a reference that everybody gets, Teddy. That's you good. And me. A couple more Dragnet references. Tom Hanks, Dan Aykroyd in the movie version of Dragnet.
That's right.
Friday played
Nobody
his whole
career. Nobody knows that either.
The dude actually played his whole career at Ohio State, so he didn't transfer out.
He did?
2018 to 2022.
Did he play?
Yeah, a little bit. He had 3 sacks in his career.
All right.
21 tackles, sorry, played in 31 games.
I don't remember Tyler Friday.
I vaguely remember him. Like, big defensive end. Couldn't tell you his jersey number for the life of me.
Okay. Michigan AD Ward Manuel says he's going to step down at the end of the calendar year. So they released their findings of what did Ward know, what was the culture of the athletic department. This is not just the Sharon Moore affair stuff. This is everything, really.
How much that set him back? About $11 million?
Yeah, the investigation?
Yeah,
they spent $11 million.
Think about that. Think
a Chicago law firm.
To decide whether or not your president or your athletics director is fit to go through.
Here's what I don't understand. Ward Manuel said last week he has no intention of going anywhere. So the school comes out today and says, yes, while we didn't find any specific evidence, it's clear that we need to do better. Ward will be stepping down at the end of the year. Well, hold on a second. Are you firing? Because he said last week he doesn't want to go anywhere. Now all of a sudden he wants to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to leave at the end of the calendar year. So it's either egregious enough for you to part ways with him right now or not. Right?
No.
What am I missing?
What you're missing is all this is a way where Michigan can move on from him, but they don't have to settle anything in the courts. And Ward Manuel is going to cut a deal and get as much money leaving Michigan as humanly possible. And they're both going to play nice with each other as they go their separate ways.
All right.
That's really what they're doing.
You spent $11 million on
that? Yeah, $12 million to do that. Even though you've now determined that you've got to move on from him, but you can't just fire him for cause after all of that.
Mm. Americans are still good and clean. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic due to a disabled vehicle that's blocking the right lane on northbound 71 on the north side after 270. And expect some holdup due to a crash on Morse Road at 71. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hello, Wolfgang here for my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
The old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show.
But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand.
You have no excuses, the Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
You know what, Timmy?
No.
We live such a go-go corporate lifestyle. Everybody's on their phones and... Yeah, nobody's taking the time to smell the roses.
Yeah, we got to have rules about those phones in our house.
But I see something like this. It makes me proud to be American. So I guess it's National Ice Cream Day. Is that today? National Ice Cream Day?
Teddy knows what all the national days are.
Teddy, look up that National Ice Cream Day. Because if we miss that today, I'm very upset.
National Get Out of the Doghouse Day.
Online grocery platform Instacart offered the scoop on what flavor most Americans are buying. Vanilla is still number one, and it's number one in every single state in the country by a large margin. It accounted for about 21% of all ice cream orders, was the singular most popular pick. Coming in number two was chocolate at 7.9%. Cookie dough took third with 6.9%. Then it's cookies and cream, 5.8%. Chocolate fudge brownie, 5.1%. Peanut butter, 4.7%. Mint chocolate chip, 4.7%. Coffee, strawberry is a scraggler.
Yeah, that's 3.7%. interesting. You know, it's strange because we've got the Neapolitan style ice cream, the Van Chalk Straw, as we would always just call it. I mean, that's your like three-part ice cream. But growing up, none of us really were going after that strawberry ice cream. It was all between like the vanilla. If you wanted a mixture of something,
you
wanted
the strawberry
vanilla
in the house.
You did?
Because
yeah,
that was Dad's favorite. Okay. Dad likes the strawberry.
And it's perplexing to me because I find it pretty good. Like when I've had like strawberry ice creams at the home style or the homemade style ice cream joints, and it's done really well with fresh or frozen strawberries in them, and they're chunked up. It can be really good. Cherry ice cream's always been a favorite of mine. If you don't skimp on the cherries, I think that's pretty key. Like you can flavor the ice cream a certain way, but if I'm getting like a cherry vanilla, if you're going to put at least one cherry in there, you better have like 40 cherries in one like decent serving. I want
a
lot.
Can I tell you something though, Timmy? All ice cream is good, isn't it?
It is.
Different degrees of good.
You got a lot of sugar in there. You got a lot of good milk in there. It's going to taste good.
Thanks for summing up ice cream.
You've got
a lot of sugar.
You're welcome.
Got a lot of good milk in there. Teddy, when is National Ice Cream Day?
It's like when someone says, why are cookies so good? Because you put a lot of butter in it, and butter tastes good.
Yesterday.
We missed it.
Yeah. You have to wait until next year now.
No, we don't. We can observe later this week.
Actually, on Thursday is National Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
Oh, baby. So I'm a big vanilla fan. All right. I think when we're talking about, and I love chunks in my ice cream. Don't get me wrong. But I think vanilla is the perfect base for most combination ice creams. For my money, the best vanilla that you can buy is still, I've tried them all. I've tried the fancy stuff, I've tried the cheap stuff, but for my taste buds, the best vanilla in the world is still Ben & Jerry's vanilla. And that is why, if I'm going for an ice cream flavor, one more before I die, it's probably a pint of chocolate chip cookie dough from Ben & Jerry's with the vanilla base.
You know, I was thinking about your love of Ben & Jerry's last week, and I did a little after-show run through the mire. Just had to pick up a couple of things, trying to finish up, the dinner plan.
Did you get them on sale?
Well, and I thought, what a nice dad move this would be to get all three of us, because, we're always making a thing, and we have to get on Jack's ass when he clearly just takes a spoon and goes right into a family-sized tub of ice cream instead of using the ice cream scoop.
Individual pints.
That's what I did.
Well, you're a good dad.
That's what I did. I saw it right there at the
end cap. I would have loved that when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. They were on sale for $3.99, and so...
That's a good deal.
I picked the cookie dough for Sarah. She eats that stuff up.
Delicious.
I went with the Colbert Americone Dream. I think that's always been a good flavor.
It's a nice choice.
Yeah, it's got good crispy chunks of it. It's got the cones in it, and... What was the third one,
Jack?
I got? I got the, it was like the vanilla caramel swirl. Does that one ring a bell to you? I forget what its exact name is, and I'm looking on their website, and I can't find it anywhere, but it's clearly a flavor right now. It was something to do with vanilla and caramel. How could I now just pronounced caramel both ways in the same segment.
It's quite annoying.
I'm spinning,
I noticed it.
And I don't know what to say.
Well, it's probably got some good sugar in there.
Shut up!
Some good milk.
Shut up!
In there. It's what makes it so delicious, Ted, is the sugar. Good sugar, though.
And
the milk.
And the milk.
It's got to be pure cane.
Yeah,
it's gotta
pure
be whole,
cane.
It's got to be whole milk.
Absolutely.
Whole milk from a good cow.
The cream, actually, not even milk.
Oh, buttercream.
I didn't say buttercream. You don't want that.
No,
that's funky.
That was something else.
Sour.
What is that?
It's
what
like an expired teat.
You big Cherry Garcia guy?
I love a Cherry Garcia.
Pretty darn solid.
But my second place is actually one that I have a hard time finding. Certain grocery stores don't carry it, even if they do carry Ben & Jerry's, and that's Chubby Hubby.
Chubby Hubby's.
Chubby Hubby's got the chocolate-covered pretzels in there, a little peanut butter swirl. It's delicious.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's delicious.
You said the coffee buzz was one of the flavors you mentioned.
I didn't say it. You said it.
That's a good-looking ice cream right there. And then right up here on the top, have you had the Honey Graham Latte yet?
I have not had that.
Mm.
Strawberry Cheesecake, also a very good Ben & Jerry's flavor. It has a swirl of Graham in there.
Yeah, there's
just some guy named Graham.
Just a dude named Graham. Graham Couch from East Lansing, a Michigan State writer, is in that ice cream for you. But there's an ice cream
former Buckeye Jeff Graham.
Jeff Graham, that's right. One of the more underrated
Jeff
wide
Graham
receivers.
Was a very good wide receiver, both here and for my Chicago Bears.
You had Bobby Olive back in the day.
Hi, everybody.
Was incredibly underrated. And Jeff Graham, I want to say, had like a 1,400-yard season for the
Jeff
Bears.
Jeff Graham was really good.
He had one really, really big year in the NFL. But
Jeff Graham and Curtis Conway had dueling 1,000-yard receiving seasons the same year. That's never happened before in Bears history.
Especially if that was in the early to mid-90s, too.
And who was the quarterback then? Can you tell me? Who was the Bears quarterback when Jeff Graham and Curtis Conway both had 1,000-yard receiving seasons? And by the way...
Harbaugh?
No. How did that quarterback still not throw for 4,000 yards?
Because none did.
With two wide receivers? No Bears quarterback ever.
Did Caleb do it last year?
No.
He didn't hit it. Okay, so he's going to try. Shane Matthews band.
No, he shot himself in the head but lived.
What?
Eric Kramer.
Eric Kramer shot himself but lived?
He ate a gun.
When? In the last 4 or 5 years?
I want to say maybe 10 years ago he tried to commit suicide.
Oh, no.
He was successful. He shot himself, but somehow
it just
lived.
Went out the back and didn't... get anything vital?
He lived, and now he's going out telling people not to do that, which, by the way...
Well, good.
Good message.
Yeah, good.
Eric Kramer living. Was really underrated. When he was healthy, he was a really good quarterback.
Yeah, I thought he put up some numbers, and that verifies it right there. Anyway, Graham Central Station, try that ice cream.
I've had it. Very good.
Try that ice cream at... Why the hell am I blanking on the ice cream place? It's the one right there by me in Hilliard.
Handles.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Handles.
Fantastic ice cream there.
Timmy was reminded again today that he's just not good enough.
Mm.
We'll tell you about it coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got stop-and-go traffic causing a 5-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. And watch for a disabled vehicle in the right lane on northbound 71 on the north side after 270 causing delay. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. When's the hottest week of the summer? The one with 30% off at Fresh Time Market. From July 22nd through July 28th, save on over 4,000 wellness items like protein powder, skincare, sunscreen, and collagen. See you at Fresh Time for this scorching sale. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Ward Manuel will step down as Michigan's athletic director at the end of the calendar year. That announcement coming this morning from the school based on their investigation into the issues that have occurred in their athletic department, most notably within football. It was also announced today that the Iowa and Kansas collegiate baseball teams will play in an exhibition game October 10th at the Field of Dreams ballpark in Dyersville, Iowa, known for the Field of Dreams movie. Baseball, Cincinnati Reds continue their long trip as they begin a series in Seattle with the Mariners tonight. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Guardians remain home hosting Minnesota. Guardians one game out of first in the AL Central. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives your weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Vishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. It's Hot Take Tuesday on T-Bone and Tyvis. Starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Bishop and Friends, 9 a.m. to noon. They'll have Dom Tiberi on Tuesdays with Tiberi at 10:30. And then tomorrow's the 20 most interesting college football programs. Notre Dame is on their list for tomorrow. That's 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. And then on this show tomorrow, it's our big, girthy, we got too much crap Tuesday. Inside the Buckeyes, see you next Tuesday with Jen Winters, Rapid Fire, Timmy Time, Dogs and Cats Living Together, Mass Hysteria.
I have a quick little hot take for them as I get into some a golfy thing that's not so much fun for me. But the Open Championship this weekend, it hit on a lot of notes, but the one thing that really frustrated me, and I don't know why, we have these walls that we'll put up every so often. When Bryson DeChambeau had his rules situation on Friday's round, you had, I want to say, maybe closing in on an hour of coverage. Does that sound about right? Where you had the broadcasters breaking it down and they're showing us this little like bird's eye view from like 50 yards away with the camera zoomed in a bit.
They took Bryson out on the cart.
Yeah, so
to examine the spot and sort of talk about why they're going to rule the way that they rule.
Right. If you were completely in the dark on this, Friday's round came and went, and Bryson's done. So he finishes 18, and he's played pretty well. He's won off the lead at that point. But all of a sudden, like, you can tell something's buzzing. Camera crew starts to show, like, the scoring areas. So you're like, okay, something. They're about to fill us in on something. And then they say that on the fifth hole, where Bryson hit his shot on the short par four, like 70 yards to the right. But I can't remember if he got a par or maybe he got away with a bogey. But either way, there wasn't too much damage for him on that hole, considering how bad of a shot he hit.
It was a bogey he got.
It was a bogey. Yeah. But they're going to look at something he did in the brush area. And then, of course, for people that know the story, like they were catching up on, did he trample down on his lie? In golf, like you can't like take your club and sort of hack at some grass, even if you don't hit the ball, you know? Like you have to keep things on the straight and narrow because your backswing and the room that you have,
you can step to make to the side. Move. You can step to the
side
and sort of test out how
test
you
out
want
the grass, but
test out the grass.
It can't be affecting your actual backswing.
Nothing in the plane of the shot.
Correct, because it's got to be, you know, a pure swing. Like you can't like go through there and like take like two or three backswings and clear out of space through some tall grass so then your club can travel through. And he did. Like,
Nicholas's son just takes a weed whacker out of his pants.
My opinion now, after watching all that, it seemed pretty clear and obvious that a two-stroke penalty was warranted. Whether he was doing it, and again, I don't care if it was intentional.
He knew what he was doing.
But it was absolutely careless, and it was just a two-stroke penalty. And have there been those situations that have been missed in past tournaments? Yes, of course. Like, do we have to bring all those up now? No. But my hot take is, how in the hell can you not give us audio of what's going on when you're staring at this situation that's boiling over for 30 minutes to an hour? That shouldn't be like some behind closed doors, behind lock and key. Ooh, it wouldn't be proper.
No, they're out on the course. They're having a conversation out on the course.
Yeah.
Even if you missed the first part of it because you didn't know it was going to happen,
then get going.
Then you get going. Mike Tirico out there with a boom mic. He was doing nothing.
Oh, by the way.
Get him out there.
Talk about, you know, how good Tom Cruise was yesterday for the World Cup. Teddy, how good was Mike Tirico again? Just a killer broadcaster.
He's the best, man.
He's knocking them down.
I really loved his call on the
versatility
World Cup on the Telemundo yesterday. Man, he was fantastic on that, too.
Yeah.
He does it all.
So anyway.
In every language.
Stupid by the Open Championship to not give us some audio of what was going on there. It would have been gold.
Let's talk about, again, how you're a big, giant loser.
So this has been something that has been weighing me down for a decade. I think this is year 11 for me. And once again, if you guys missed out on this, I'm sorry, but the Masters, it came and went in April. And from June 1st thereabout to the third week of June, there's an open period for fans all across the world to put in their address, their credentials. They're very tight. They're very strict about this. It's got like a one household per submission limit. So it like uses your actual physical address and it asks you a bunch of questions about that address too to make sure that it's your residence. And you sign up and you hit send off.
You can't use like a mailboxes, et cetera.
Can't use like a
can't do that?
A fake North Dakota satellite address. No.
Like
no.
Cohatch workspace?
No P.O. boxes.
No, none of that. All right.
None of that stuff. Work address doesn't work. So I once again do the submission. I've been doing it for years now. And just like clockwork, check the old Gmail, comes back. We regret to inform you.
Tonight!
That you have not been selected for 2027 Masters tickets.
But I don't know why you even apply.
We certainly do appreciate your interest in the Masters tournament, and we hope you enjoy the events in 2027.
Unless you change your name and your face, you're never getting an invite. They know you. They don't want you there.
I'm too deep into this, Mike, where...
In too deep? Some 41?
Some 41. I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to change anything.
They're not going to take you.
I'm going to hope that maybe, you know, my dad or my sister.
They've listened to the show.
I don't even know if my sister is applying still to help increase the odds. She probably isn't, but I'm sure my dad forgot too this year. But I'm just hoping that if I never get to go, somebody, like I could just make a single friend out there.
But we already knew that you were rejected.
You.
So what's the news here? You already told us that you were rejected. So what's the news?
Well,
why are you bringing this up now?
Well, the thing that makes this sting even more for me is that I got a text today from a buddy of mine. Not only did he win Masters tickets for the first time, he's probably been, you know, applying for a little bit less than I have, maybe 6 years or so. He won Sunday tickets.
Wow. Now, how good of a buddy is this, though? Can he take you?
No, certainly not. And this is...
What a piece of crap, Teddy.
The thing about this...
Why would you do that to Timmy?
It's not just that you win the tickets, but it's the deal that you strike. We all talk about, oh, did you hear about the $1.50 pimento cheese sandwiches, Mike? Did you ever hear about that?
I've heard about it.
You know, they got the Masters Club. You can get that for $2.50.
Got the egg salad.
That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah.
Get the Jack, do you like the pimento or the egg salad better?
Oh, I'm a big egg salad guy. Fantastic.
You know, like the pimento, Jack?
Oh, it's very fine. It's good. Whatever.
What about...
But growing up banging in UA.
Jack, would you ever
egg salad?
Would you ever have an Arnold Palmer to drink with that sandwich?
Only to piss in it.
Hey, you're a lot better than Arnold Palmer. You're like two Arnold Palmers, Jack. So you get those tickets. He sent me the link on that, and it was just so congratulatory, and he was so hyped up about it. And the price tag is like $160 per.
No, I understand.
That's all
because
it is.
He
you
was
know
invited. He's paying face value.
Which, by the way, word to the wise, I don't even understand, you know, why people risk this, but they're very strict about these tickets. So go with a friend who won them on the up and up. Because, yeah, you hear all these stories about, oh, the resale value on these tickets is like 10 grand a piece. Like, we talk about the World Cup tickets. Like, that's what a Saturday or Sunday on the open market for Augusta is like. But you shouldn't even try it because they reserve the right to cancel any of those tickets if somebody's trying to profit.
All
you
kidding
might
aside,
not like that, but that's how
that's
they
fine.
Do it.
All kidding aside, I don't like this guy who won the tickets. Because he knows that you're desperate to go.
Oh, I know.
And
I
he
know.
Just rubs it in your face. He's not willing to take you.
Yep.
That's just rude.
Yep. He said that he's probably going to have like a Hunger Games type of thing or some type of, you know, months long contest.
Who
to
is
see
this guy? Screw
who,
him.
Who showers him with the most riches.
Yeah, so, I was concerned. I thought it was physically
sure.
Who's showering him. Like you have to get and suds him up and clean the undercarriage. And
I would do that.
You'd shower a grown man to go to the Masters.
For free? I don't even have to buy, like...
Well, you have to pay your share.
Are we talking about, like, I just loofah? Do I have to, like... Do I actually have to get my fingertips into, like, the crevasses of the buns?
Well,
or do
you
I just loofah?
You could shove the loofah up there, but you still have to properly.
Do I have to, like, go to the gooch area?
You gotta get it all.
With the loofah?
You gotta get it all.
I mean, I guess I'm getting clean at the same time, though, right?
No, you're not showering yourself.
Well, I'm gonna be in the shower.
First
How else
all,
am I doing it?
If you think you're getting clean...
With a loofah?
No, no.
I'm a loofah guy.
Showering,
I think it suns up wonderfully, and I change them out about every 2 weeks.
Showering another man. You are getting so mentally dirty, you're not getting clean.
I don't know,
you're
going to
be thinking about that for the rest of your life.
I don't know if you know me that well then, because if you think cleaning off a naked man is going to do damage to me, you have no idea what I'm going through on a daily basis.
What are you doing to this guy?
Cleaning off a naked man?
Cleaning off.
Now... You can't just shower him, too. You got to do it with a little, what do you call it, Teddy?
Jack Reacher. Is that what you were going to say?
A
little...
Pizzazz?
Pizzazz!
You got to really amp it up in
what
there.
What does that mean?
You can't just be like...
Okay, but what do I have to
be excited?
Yeah, you got to be excited about showering.
Like I'm in a Richard Simmons dance video when I'm in there. Do I have to like be doing high steps?
The SEC, are they getting ready to break away from everything we know about college football? We'll discuss it next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. And expect about a five-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 and Ebright Road on the East Honor Bell. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Waterproofing. Free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. For 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Morning knowing anything is possible. Because if these guys are hosting a radio show, imagine the possibilities. T-Bone and Tybus.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
Your home for football, food, and fun. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have a chance of severe weather across central Ohio on Tuesday, especially the first half of the day. It's about a 90% chance of seeing a line or two of thunderstorms come through. Some of them could be severe with damaging winds. High temperatures, low 80s, turning drier in the afternoon. On Wednesday, a lot of sunshine, 77, about 80 on Thursday, dry and sunny. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
You know who's just a big, giant, broken record?
Who?
Pit coach Pat Narduzzi.
Oh, God.
He says this every year, and I wonder, is there going to be a result? Does it have to be like a 72-0 drubbing for him to finally shut his mouth? He says it every single year around this time. He was talking to 680 The Fan in Atlanta last week at the ACC kickoff media days. And he said this again. Coming from Michigan State, spent 8 seasons there as a defensive coordinator, coming to Pitt in 2015. I said it then, I said it now. After about 2 years in the league, I said, this conference is better. It's better than the Big Ten. It's got more skill.
It's not.
He continues to say that
much,
every single year.
Much.
And the stats don't bear it out. Yes, we can look at one game in a vacuum and say, well, Miami did beat Ohio State in the playoff. That's fine. And then who beat Miami in the national championship game? Indiana. Which conference do they play for? Putting all that aside, though, the conference as a whole, the ACC had a losing record against the Big Ten last year, and Pat Narduzzi, since he's been at Pitt, has played Big Ten teams 7 times.
How many has he won?
One of those games. He's 1-6, and yet he continues every single offseason to say it.
That's part of it, too. It's that even if your conference was spiking a little bit, you suck. Your school
you
sucks.
Are bad.
You are worse. Much
Pat
worse.
Pat Narduzzi does not get credit for what the Miami Hurricanes did last year.
No.
Just like Ohio State
do with that?
Doesn't get credit for what Indiana did last year.
But I could at least understand. I wouldn't like it. And we would joke about it, too. Like Mike Loxley puffing his chest out for stuff that the Big Ten has done, because you just get your brains bashed in. You have a decent start every now and then. You get that 5-1 start, but most of those are non-conference victories, right? Probably some of them against ACC teams, if we're being honest, right? For Maryland, their former conference, but then they fizzle out. So like if like he were going to say something about how the Big Ten is awesome, we'd probably look a certain way at that, but at least it would be accurate because you are playing in one of the best conferences. In a given year, it's either the Big Ten or it is the SEC. That's really where the fight is. We are talking about poaching teams from your conference. That's the ongoing conversation in college football, is who is going to poach what
but it's because
from you.
They're so much better than us.
I guess
we can't beat them. We got to join them.
Why is your TV contract worth so much less? Why do you have games on the CW? Why?
Why have Boston College on CW? You do.
Why are we don't care.
So it was ACC Media Days last week. This week, the SEC. And then the grand finale is the Big Ten.
Oh,
next week. But we actually have some audio from SEC Media Days.
We do?
Yes. Would you like to hear it?
You must have cooked something up.
I didn't cook anything up. We have some audio from what's going on at SEC Media Days.
You must think I'm really, really dumb.
It's not that. Let's take a listen.
Officials say meth is on the rise, and as a result, so is crime.
Must have been a bad batch around here because Floyd County's went crazy in the last 4 days.
Neighbors notified Mason Tackett that his cousin, Philip Matthew Higgins, was seen carrying items from his house.
When I finally got down here to the house to look see what happened, the door was standing wide open. It looked like he was packing up for a yard sale when he come out.
And that is when he confronted Higgins.
He was lying, throwing his hands and saying stuff like, I didn't do it, I didn't do it, you know how rogues do, and blaming on everybody else.
The confrontation took a dangerous turn once Tackett found items belonging to him.
He did pull a gun on me when I got back around the house because I guess he thought I was upset with him.
Items not normally the target of a would-be burglar.
Who steals a cheese grater? He's got the worst Lysol. He stole an empty bottle of spray. What got me the most was my soap. He stole my soap. Who steals soap?
Philip Higgins is charged with receiving stolen property and being a convicted felon with a firearm.
I love everything about
that. Thanks for playing that.
I love everything about that. It's been too long. I
forgot all about
it's
that guy.
It's been too long.
You know what? I think I might do like some viral audio for Timmy time tomorrow. Upon
who steals
that.
A cheese grater?
He stole my soap.
Who steals soap? I'm surprised he had soap. Congratulations. So actually, what's going on this week? SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey says they've had conversations about breaking away if the Protect College Sports Act passes in its current form.
Breaking away. Good cycling movie. Never saw that one. With Dennis Quaid.
I ain't seen it.
Yeah, like the little 500 in Indiana or whatever.
Look, they should be having these discussions. Of course it's self-serving. The Big Ten should be having these discussions too. And that's the thing, is there's going to be so much that goes into passing something on a national level. Because not only will you have conferences like the SEC and the Big Ten saying, well, screw you, we'll go and do our own thing. You have no control over us. You'll have some rogue local judges in these states saying, no, you can't do it here, and put some sort of restraining order on that. That's why I don't know what the solution is. I can't sit here and say they need to do this, 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 and this, because they may do all of that. And then legal challenges and lawsuits make it all a moot point.
Yeah, no, it's there's still so much more work that's got to be done, and I don't care.
What are we working towards, though? That's the thing.
I don't care what you say. None of this makes any sense. They are just yelling into the air if they think that they can be all alone and by themselves and then play out a championship, and anyone is going to, for a minute, think that you're a national champ. That would just be dumb. That would be lame and dumb. Like, there are certain parts of tradition that we can modify and we can try to move past. I think that's what college football has been doing for the last 15 years. Take whenever we started the BCS to where we actually agreed upon a national championship game, right? Whether you liked it or not, we agreed on it. We got to some data points, computerized, whatever. Two teams that any reasonable thinking person would say they're two of the best teams in college football. Even if we might bicker about, oh, the number three team beat somebody, they should have had a chance to play for a national title. We at least had a game, and not just all these collection of bowl games. Then we just said, oh, you know what? This team gets to be a national champ. That team gets to be a national champ. So does that team. And that one won the blue bonnet ranking. So you get to be that too. Ohio State's got a lot of national championships that way. But at least we're to a point where we can play out a playoff, have some semblance of you won the national title this year. So the SEC, whatever they do, they have to make sure that they're a part of that. Whether that becomes the champ of their conference and the champ of the Big Ten, then playing the final game.
That's the thing.
No, they do, or else they become irrelevant. They really do.
But who's going to make them irrelevant? ESPN?
But
they have a television contract with ESPN. If anything, ESPN props them up, and they try and make it seem legitimate. And if you have a college football season without the SEC, let's say it's the Big Ten, it's the ACC, it's the Big 12, and we're all together, and we have our own champion, you don't think those same pundits are going to say, well, that title's worthless?
The only
Because you don't have the big boys in there.
Yeah, the only thing, you're right, that they have already is a profitable TV contract, and they have a built-in fan base.
Not just that, they have the television contract, like it or not, with the most influence in the college football universe.
But if you, and that is a big part of it, okay? So the analogy that I'm making is not quite up
to
snuff.
Got Herbie's dog stumping for him.
I know, but if you break away, you're essentially like a better version of LIV Golf. Like, if you just play your own games and play nobody else, and then that's the end of it, But like, we're college football's bigger than that. You don't have Ohio State, okay? Like, you don't have.
I would like to agree with you, but
of big brands that move the needle and matter in the sport. Whatever your opinion is on the SEC, it's not that far away from the Big Ten. And so, if you don't have at least those two conferences going together, none of it makes any sense. It just doesn't make any sense to do a league that's just against yourselves and you have no playoff system where you go in and then duke it out to be the champ. It would just be stupid, and I wouldn't put any stock into it.
My parents could have a direct impact on the Reds game tonight, Teddy. Talk about that in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a disabled vehicle that's causing a couple-minute delay on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt between 315 and Sawmill Road. And expect some slower traffic on southbound 270 on the West Outer Belt from Roberts Road to I-70. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $30 on auto repair with their AAA Triple Play. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through July 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Colin Mann here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
Mikey, I want to bring you in on something that we just got going on the Good Clean Boy Gmail account earlier today, and I don't know why, but I've been enjoying it. I've been going back and forth with someone, so if you ever want to drop us a line, anything at all, I mean, we've got the party coming up next 10 days from July 30th, second party to mingle with us. Been enjoying reading some of your submissions over the weekend as well, so goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Dan chimed in out of the blue. His header was just bird associated athletes. I knew I was going to like it the second I read it. And he just jots down Goose Gossage, Duck Hodges, who I think was a Steelers quarterback here recently, and Mark the Bird. Is it Fitterich, the baseball
Correct.
Player? Yeah. Then I just chimed back Kevin Duckworth, Sue Bird, hoops coach Rick Bird, who is a college basketball coach. And then I hit him with a Ben Crane golfer. And then he shot back to me, Starling Marte. And then I shot back to him, Tony Hawk. Then he hit me with a Ken Hawk Harrelson. Then I hit him with a Pete Crow Armstrong. Then he fired back.
This is just going on and on.
Yes, on and on forever. Then he hit me with an Ian Baker Finch. Which is a great one. Teddy goes,
now it's spelled differently, but did anybody get paralyzed Jets player Dennis Bird?
No, that's a good one. B-Y. It doesn't matter if it's spelled differently.
Okay.
It's Bird. B-Y-R-D. I hit him with a J Buhner. That was a nice one.
Oh, J. Good job. All J's then.
All right. Well,
I'm not saying that in jest.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying good job. I didn't think about it.
I thought he was being a sarcastic D-hole.
No,
didn't you,
I wasn't.
Teddy?
I'm giving you a compliment.
I wasn't sure. Yeah. I totally. Oh, good. And everyone named Jay Taylor, our idiot boss. Like, there, throw him out there. And then I went Jenny Finch, softball.
Yeah, good.
And he said, oh, softball. And then he said, Ron Say. I had to look up Ron Say. His nickname was the Penguin. Yeah. All right.
For the Cubs. Yeah.
Penguin, bird enough. So anyway, that's where it goes cold. So Teddy, Mikey, you got a good bird athlete name for me to fire back? I'll shoot
Chris,
it back.
Chris Anderson, the Birdman.
Remember him?
Yeah, I go with that.
Oh, yeah, from the Miami Heat.
All the tattoos and everything.
Anderson. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll throw that back. Take that, Dan.
What about athletes that look like birds? Like Jimmy Clausen looked like an ostrich.
Jimmy Clausen is an ostrich. You ever have an ostrich burger?
You know, they say it has less fat, but you eat more of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You get a 2-pound burger instead of a pounder.
Teddy, got your Reds on the road tonight
in Seattle.
Huh? You know who's going to the game tonight?
Who?
Mom and Dad Ricciardotti.
They're in Seattle?
They're out in Seattle because they're getting ready to go on an Alaskan cruise, which is taken off from Seattle. So they're just for a couple days. They said, let's take in a baseball game. They're going to be there tonight.
That's
and so
awesome.
They may run on the field naked.
Well, that's what Chicago people do.
White Sox fans, yes, we can't help it. Yes. We got to jump out of the stands and stab someone or shoot someone or do something.
I don't know why, but it makes me happy that your mom and dad are going to a ball game tonight. I don't know. I just like it. I can't explain it, but I like it that they're going to a baseball park.
Here's what's annoying, though, about my parents when they travel is that my father takes pictures of everything that they do.
That's something parents do.
And then sends them, text them to me.
Of course, that's what
they do.
Like
yesterday, they're walking around and just like, original Starbucks, takes a picture of it.
What's wrong with that?
Sends it to me. Because I don't want it. When you get back from the trip.
It's his way of staying in touch with his son.
When you get back from the trip, then we can have the obligatory slideshow where it's like, and this was the original Starbucks.
It's better to have it when you don't have to have a conversation just to get him in real time.
No, because we're still going to have the conversation. Yes, we do.
But he's not going to then show you all the photos.
Yes, he will.
Well, then that's too much.
That's right.
And that's dumb.
We're still going to go through this when they get back.
Dad, you texted me the photos. I got all the photos. My dad did the same thing to me over the weekend. You know, they went to Birkdale on Saturday, the World Travelers. They were there.
They were there?
Yeah, they've been cat sitting outside of Liverpool. They're watching British cats now.
This is what your parents are doing in their retirement, just cat sitting for British people?
Cat sitting and dog sitting for the Spaniards, for the Brits, for the Welsh. Just you name it.
My God. How do you even get hooked up with that? They're on some sort of website?
I have no... Yeah, they're on a website. They've got this in the States,
too. Mom, Pa, Hall?
Yeah. Yep.
Dog sitting service.
That's what they're doing. It's like an Airbnb for cat sitters.
So what did they think about...
Oh, my
British Open.
My dad just loves any kind of big sporting event. It doesn't matter what it is. They went and saw Cucho in a game in Spain earlier this year on this trip, too.
I got to tell you something
about your
dad.
They just in random places, and they didn't even know when they scurried up to England. They had no concept of where they were going to be saying, where they were going to be doing the cat sitting, and that the Open Championship was going to be 20 minutes up the road.
Into this.
Yeah, they took a 6-minute train ride, a $6 train ride.
Can I tell you something about your dad? Now, it's your dad, right?
And my mom. They're both doing this together.
I understand
that. My mom loves to do this stuff too.
I specifically have a problem with your dad.
Just one?
Well, I don't know him that well. I'm sure if I knew him better, then I'd have more problems with him. But
I got so many photos from Saturday, too,
he's
man.
He's so enthusiastic about everything.
Yes,
pisses me off.
He is.
He's just one of these guys where you can sell him on tiddlywinks. And then he'll go to the market and try and sell 10 other people on tiddlywinks.
There was a time when... my sister's, I don't think my sister was in town here yet, but, you know, they lived here for a few years, so we'd meet up, we'd mingle, when we're all in town together, if my Virginia crew would come out here. But it was just the niece and nephew, so it was just the kids. So not as fun for doing, adult activities, and this was a few years ago. Kids are rapidly getting older, you know how that goes. They're teenagers, we can all go to a game, and it's all kind of whatever. But while we were hanging out at their apartment, he saw something earlier that day, and... when we kind of didn't have anything to do, God forbid, right? There's nothing to do. We just hang out in the apartment or whatever. They have a pool down there too at the apartment complex. That came in handy for the kids. But we went and walked about, a mile or 2 miles through the arena district to go to the overpass on 670 because they were doing some construction on it. And we just had a hell of a time walking to the bridge.
He got excited about construction.
Engineering, guys. I mean, the marvels of concrete.
What kind of crane you think they're using on that?
And rebar. And, you know, what kind of reinforced steel?
Is your father's background in construction?
No.
No, of course not.
No.
Teddy, you ever like just to go out and marvel at construction?
Sure.
All the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't do that?
You walk a mile or two and go, oh, you're doing a good job with that rivet. good job.
What do you got there? The 8-inch rivet? You going with the foot long?
I don't know about that piece of rebar there. I don't know if that's going to hold.
Yeah. You guys sure that this is going to be sturdy enough for the, you know, 2 million cars that are going to travel through over the course of a day?
So he gets excited about construction.
He's excited about everything.
How did you live with this guy and not murder him dead? I mean, if he were here,
hey, man,
I'd say to him, how did you live with this guy?
If anything, I'd rather be that way. Wouldn't you? In your mind, you'd be excited about anything that anyone wanted to do.
Because you wouldn't be aware that everybody else around you just wants to take an ice pick and shove it in their eye. It's too much.
Well,
it's too much.
I know, but now they're off like doing this by themselves and enjoying all the things.
Yeah, you really lucked
out.
They
wanted to enjoy.
They've become like homeless bums. Just traveling.
They're just hippie
bums in their old age, and they pretty much leave you alone.
They've got the satellite. They've got the satellite address. But no one knows where they're going or what they're doing.
They're hippies.
No one knows where they're going or what they're doing next. Like when, like this was supposed to be like the 2026 calendar year. So I don't know. I haven't talked to my sister. I don't know if she knows.
But you know they're going to be gone.
What's happening?
Like, I know my parents in 10 days.
But what happens next? But what happens next, Mike?
What do you mean what happens next?
Where are they going from here?
Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
They go to Bolivia, they die? That's the end of that.
They're not going to Bolivia and die.
They get bitten by some magic beetle down in Bolivia, they're dead.
They've been all over the place. They've skirted all these diseases. My dad's a raging diabetic and nothing has happened. Like, everything is good.
Eventually, his limbs are going to start falling off.
Oh, no, no,
he goes blind?
Strong.
Every time I look at you, I go blind.
All right, we got Foodgasm coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute holdup on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. And watch for a disabled vehicle that's in the right lane on northbound 71 on the north side after 270. This report is sponsored by your local Rood Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kids' July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Rood this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Rood to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Rood Pro Partner at RoodColumbus.com. RUUDColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hello, Wolfgang here from my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by the Waterworks.
Daily on the Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Federal Elite Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Comer and Cross. What do? They do garage floors. And if I'm going to endorse a company that does garage floors, I have to know they are the absolute best. Because damn it, you trust me. You trust me for quality products. If your garage floor, maybe you tried to do something before, maybe you had another company come out and it looks like crap now. Well, you call my guys, Comer and Cross, and they fix it. They're going to fix all the cracks and pits. They're going to love your floor. Then they're going to apply the signature chemicals that they make in-house. They make their own chemicals, Timmy.
They got their own lab.
They do. Not illegal meth.
No.
Good, good garage. I mean, I'm sure if you smoke it or inhale it, you're going to get some sort of contact high, but they don't do that. Instead, they put it into your garage floor. It seeps down into the concrete, making sure that floor is never going to chip, never going to crack, never going to show tire lift like epoxy or paint, ever. They'll even take your crap out of your garage for you. How about that? Unless you got just dead bodies in there and caskets, they're not going to move that, but pretty much everything else, they're going to move out of your garage.
Must be nice.
It is nice. And it's no subcontractors ever. They're all Comer and Cross, good, clean boys and girls that show up. I want you to call them right now. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR, or wait till the show's over. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR, or visit them online, comercross.com. C-O-M-E-R, cross.com. Food gas.
Man and Timmy present...
Sponsored by GoGermain.com. Shop 30 brands and over 4,000 vehicles only at GoGermain.com.
All right, Mikey, so recently you let it be known that when you're having a little bit of a cheater snack because you've been on the shot and you've lost a ton of weight and you look great, you look fantastic, but you're eating a little bit less portions, so you want to have something that is really good when you do have a little
absolutely.
A taste of
you
something.
Don't want to waste time.
And you used to
crap.
Be you used to be big on the savory, but now the sweet tooth is starting to take the lead in the race here.
I was always craving chips and salty snacks and stuff like that. And don't get me wrong, I still enjoy those things now. But now, since I started taking the GLP-1 shot, now I crave the sweets more than I did the savory.
Yeah, it's perfectly sane. I mean, it's always all going to be there. So ride what's hot. Now, I'm looking at a little CNN travel article that says American desserts, the 15 sweet regional treats to try. I like this. So, I mean, the sweet treats are good for you. The traveling part, maybe not so much. But you know what? That's why we have Gold Belly. You can pick whoever does it the best in their area and we can bring them in. We start with, it lists New England and Pennsylvania. And this might be a hot button thing as to who gets the credit for it. But they got the old whoopie pie for New England and Pennsylvania.
I love a good whoopie
pie. Tell them
what
the whoopie pie is.
Whoopie pie. You know, people know what a whoopie pie is.
It's got the cake.
It's two cakes.
Well, what if they don't know what it is?
With a cream filling in between the two cakes. And you pick it up and you eat it with your hands. It's like an Oreo cookie, but instead of cookie, it's cake.
It's soft, too.
Like, oh, yes.
It's almost
soft.
Like brownie type of softness to it for a really good one. And they can definitely not be the cleanest snack because they can get transfer onto your fingertips. But I do know that the Colwines Farm Market, as you travel out towards Bradley High School, that's got a good selection of the whoopie pies. I'm sure the Amish Markets, Der Dutchman. I'd be crazy if Der Dutchman didn't have some kind of selection of whoopie pies, right? I don't want to speak out of turn, but I'm going to think that they have it. Now, I go to Alabama here.
They have whoopie pies.
I'm not sure. Maybe
they got fried pies.
They do.
They got
plenty
donuts.
Plenty of donuts, too.
They got pie.
All right, don't kill me if they don't have them. Alabama. You ever heard of Lane Cake? Not named after Lane Kiffin. Says the star of this layer cake is the filling, a buttery bourbon or brandy spiked raisin mixture that sometimes includes pecans and coconut.
I have not heard of that.
I looked up some photos, and I don't know if it would be quite my cup of tea, one that I would come back to.
What is it called? Lane Cake?
Lane Cake, yeah. Spelled like Lane Kiffin. But take a look at some of the photos right there. As I move on to the Pacific Northwest.
Looks a little dry.
Yeah, looks just a little dry.
It looks a little dry. I don't like that one bit.
Oregon's got something they boast called a Marion Berry Pie. That's named for the county. The
Marion Barry, mayor of New York City?
Washington, D.C., right?
Yes, he was.
Oh, it's D.C., that's right. He was smoking crack.
Barry, yeah. So it says the Marion Barry is a cross between Chehalem and Olali blackberries. So two types of blackberries.
You're butchering the hell out of those.
You know I am. It says the berry was introduced in 1956, according to the Oregon Raspberry and Blackberry Commission. It's got a tart, earthy sweetness, perfect for eating fresh. I mean,
what does earthy mean? Tastes like dirt?
Tastes like the earth. Yeah, dirt. Florida. Take a guess what Florida's regional dessert listed is. You know it.
I know it?
Yeah, you've had it.
Key lime pie?
Key lime pie. Is it, what's the bakery that you've dabbled with down there? You've gotten something on Gold Belly down there.
It's not a bakery. It's Joe's Stone Crab.
Oh, Joe's Stone Crab makes the pie.
In Miami, it's a very good seafood restaurant. They also have surprisingly good fried chicken, and they make a fantastic key lime pie.
The stone crabs are so expensive, aren't they?
They are. They're very expensive.
Plan on over $100 per person.
Oh, yes.
To go
if
and
you want to eat anything.
Yeah, you want the stone crabs. Missouri's got something called a gooey butter cake.
I've had it.
Okay. All right. It's been around, by a happy accident in the 1930s.
It's kind of like a blondie. Like a gooey blondie with lots of caramel notes. It's delicious. At least the one I had was good.
This says a dense flat cake with a gooey center for sale all over St. Louis. Classic form or with a twist like lemon or butter pecan flavor. Hawaii lists the shave ice. Our very own Evil Bald Colin just got back from a trip to Maui with his lovely wife for their first anniversary. And
I was looking at some pictures from that trip.
From his trip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. And we can say that about everybody's wife, right? I don't know what the hell he's got going on that got her to marry him. I really don't.
We don't know
She looks like a normal girl.
Yeah, she does.
Very nice. And he's got a size 11 head.
I don't know.
They have to specially make a hat for him.
Tell you what else might be size 11.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you can get in the shower and wash him, Timmy.
If he's got Masters
tickets.
Maybe
he'll win some Masters tickets and you can wash his gooch.
Hey, even if he wants to take me to the Maui Invitational, if we go back, I will do that. Some other ones, Moravian sugar cake, North Carolina and Pennsylvania, a chocolate nut pie from Kentucky, and hey, Buckeyes get the shout out for Ohio. Boston cream pie up in Massachusetts.
Stupid. It's not pie, it's cake.
No, not a big fan of Bananas Foster, but Louisiana, there.
I love a Bananas Foster.
Coconut cake throughout some of the southern states. You know, we both love a refreshing coconut flavor.
You know what else is a good southern dessert? You ever have a hummingbird cake?
I've not. No.
It's pineapple. You wouldn't like it. It's pineapple with banana flavoring.
Yeah, I'd love the pineapple.
But it's like a carrot cakey type of texture, but with that pineapple banana sort of thing going on.
I like things that have like pineapple and coconut and vanilla icing mixed together. And Maryland. I don't know why my Maryland family never turned me on to this, but a Smith Island cake is a big thing in Maryland with up to 10 thin layers of yellow cake separated by fudge frosting. And I'll tell you before we leave, try a South Carolina thing. You can find these on Gold Belly. It's like Caroline's Bakery. They do a caramel cake. Apparently, it's very big, multi-layered, 8, 9, 10 layers, thin caramel frosting. It pops. It's so sweet and delicious. It's really good.
Golf fans are the worst. We're going to tell you. We're golf fans. We're the worst.
Coming up next, not me, but them.
That's coming up next. Did I say coming up next? Hey, next. Teddy, when is it coming up?
Next.
Yeah,
pizzazz.
Colin, Mann, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Oh, hello, Wolfgang.
Wolfgang here for my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got stop-and-go traffic causing a five-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. And there's a couple-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt from 315 to 71. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $30 on auto repair with their AAA Triple Play. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through July 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
It's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel will step down at the end of the year, resulting from the investigation into the problems that have occurred in multiple sports, most notably in football. In that program, the investigation cited interference, poor oversight, and failure of accountability from university leadership. Green Bay Packers and defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt today reached agreement on a 3-year, $57 million extension, which includes a $20 million signing bonus. Cleveland Guardians begin a home series with the Minnesota Twins tonight at Progressive Field. Guardians one game out first in the AL Central, and the Cincinnati Reds begin a series in Seattle with the Mariners tonight. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today, 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
So I'm reading this thing. Can we do all the sponsors today, Teddy? Everything get done?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Look at us.
Wow.
Getting everything done.
By 5 o'clock?
By 5 o'clock.
Hi, buddy. All right, see you later.
So now it's just shenanigans, but I'm reading this thing. Because, look, everybody says it. Everybody says, back in my day, Bob Feller threw 112 miles an hour. These kids today, and a lot of it's just a bunch of crap, and you sort of roll your eyes and say, all right. Now, I contend.
You contend?
That if you take Babe Ruth, you pluck him from 1924, okay?
Right.
And you put him in present day. Yeah, if you just throw him in a game right now, he's going to look lost. You're going to say, see? He can't play. You give Babe Ruth a year with iPads and a nutritionist and modern equipment and all of that. You give him a year, he comes in, he rakes. I guarantee it.
Okay, but if you give someone like the same, because you've said this a lot, this has long since been your take about Babe Ruth, and I guess my take when it comes down to this anyways, I don't even need to have all these conversations. He's Babe Ruth.
I know, but
he's some the people best.
Need
he's
some
the
people
best.
Poo-poo.
Well, then they are stupid.
I know. They're stupid and ignorant.
Stupid people. It doesn't matter what Babe would do in 2026. He doesn't live in 2026.
was 100 years ago to see a borderline fat man go out there and just dominate at the biggest.
Fat. He was stout.
He was stout. And it was the biggest game going in the country at the time. And he was the cock of the walk. That matters. He's one of the greats. He's a foundational pillar of the game. Why can't we ever just leave it at that? I don't feel like we do this. I don't think we say this a lot about Jack Nicklaus with what he would do with today's modern equipment. I'm sure he would just absolutely obliterate everybody. I've never really heard many golf analysts have that kind of discussion about it. Like, would he have won 30 majors with his skills, but put like modern sticks?
Jack's still alive. Maybe in 20 years they have that conversation.
By the way, I'm like in the early goings of like finding my new game with my newfangled equipment.
Ooh, why does this have to be about you?
It's not about me.
I don't want to hear about your equipment. I'm going to make a point
just talking.
I'm going to make a point.
Fine. Go ahead.
No, I don't like this attitude.
No, I don't like your attitude.
I don't like the whole thing. I was about to blow your mind with something here.
I was just layering the conversation. And but the building
problem
on it,
is sometimes we layer too much. We forget where we started. No. And we lose track of everything.
No, we're not losing track. We're talking about the babe and the stats.
No, we weren't talking about the babe. We're talking. See? Anyway, in the past, everybody thought, oh, these guys were better. Today, all the young people think these guys are better. They're better athletes than these fat slobs were drinking and smoking on the job back then. There's a Sports Illustrated cover of White Sox slugger Dick Allen smoking a cigarette in the dugout.
Good.
I'm just saying, yeah. that's how they took the craft.
Sure.
Back then. They just did some sort of study. So back in 1974, Nolan Ryan clocked 100.9 on the radar gun.
100.9.
100.9.
Right under 101 miles an hour.
And that was huge news then. This was pretty much groundbreaking technology.
This was like the first time he popped 100.
This is the first time that anybody really physically, they could tell, popped 100.
Because it was on data and it was clocked.
Yes, that's right. That's right. But, you know, that at the time was, oh my God, Nolan Ryan throws 100. Well, they went back, they studied it. And they've figured out that the radar gun was not only of poor quality, it was in the wrong place. Mm. We don't measure them the same way now. We have the guns in a certain spot at the games for measuring. All right?
I know where this is going.
Run the physics. And the science, not me, says that pitch left his hand at 108.7 miles per hour.
Come on.
Faster than anything StatCast has ever recorded. See, to me, like Bob Feller threw hard, right? Nolan Ryan threw hard. And it's not even about who today can throw harder than them. Because maybe if somebody ramped up today, maybe Aroldis Chapman could throw 109, you know, if he really wanted to. I don't know. But what separates the Nolan Ryans and the Bob Fellers from today's pitchers is that they would throw over 100 consistently, whether it was measured or not, but they would throw 300 innings a year.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing.
That's the impressive part that's been lost in baseball there. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Like, could I see that being accurate? I suppose. Like, one time for Nolan Ryan to wind up and hit a number
I'm not claiming that he threw 108.7 every single time.
Actually would be accurate for that if we didn't actually, you know, clock
this,
it when it happened.
This notion that, oh, we throw so much harder today. I don't know if that's true. Maybe more guys throw harder, right?
Yes.
A bigger percentage of guys in Major League Baseball throw hard.
But that still means, like, don't you agree that there's going to be outliers in every era of really any game? Like, take Wilt Chamberlain in basketball. Who the hell was matching what that guy was doing at that time?
Who said they didn't believe? Because there was no footage.
Beanie
Wells said,
it ain't going to never happen, man. I mean, he's just sat there with a piece of paper with 100 on it.
It's like, what? It's all a big scam.
It didn't happen. Beanie, I think it happened. I mean, there's radio broadcasts. There's thousands of people that went to the game. There's write-ups about it.
You going to write about it?
No, it's what I do.
All right, golf fans are the worst. Tell us why.
I I don't know your thoughts on this, but just watching the aftermath, we kind of touched on it early on in the show with the Bryson DeChambeau stuff on Friday. And it's just, I feel that this is worse in the game of golf, which it rubs me the wrong way because golf is supposed to be that game that polices itself and it's a little bit more gentlemanly. But, you know, we ask for guys to step out and, you know, say something, you know, give some substance. But whenever someone like Rory McIlroy does it, that's a problem. Like, we don't like that. And
it's
you
not
have this,
gentlemanly.
It's not gentlemanly, but it sort of gives a player some color. And if it's also someone that's done something, if he doesn't like a guy, he can tell you about it. And Rory, you got the audio, was really,
which
really
one do you want?
Unhappy.
There's several in here.
The one on the start with just him talking about the Bryson controversy, and then I've got the one where he's really crap talking.
All right, here's Rory talking about Bryson controversy.
Well, I was watching it live. I was up in the players' lounge watching it with a few other players, and as soon as he made the step into the ball, we all sort of looked each other and were like, that didn't seem right. And then when I heard that he was, you know, he was called in by the rules officials, I think it was pretty obvious for why. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think there's no doubt that he improved the line of his backswing. So, you know, and again, it's like whether it was careless or whether it was intentional, I don't think it matters. Hopefully it was careless. But I think the two-shot penalty was justified for sure.
So there you have one of the greatest players in the history of the game getting real on, like, what happened and really giving you a breakdown.
I actually love that quote.
And everybody is who's into golf and loves it for those pure reasons, they're on Rory's ass because he's calling out Bryson, who had a rules infraction and was acting like a spoiled. It's not just that he did it, okay? Like, maybe, like, John Rahm had the thing at the Memorial where the ball, like, moved a teeny tiny bit. Probably didn't matter much in the grand scheme. Stuff happens. I don't think he consciously did something, but they reviewed it. They found it moved. You think it's a stupid rule? It may be, but it is the rule. And that's kind of what separates it. It's really hard, and stupid stuff can happen to make it even harder. But that's why a lot of people love it. And we're going to not look at Bryson acting like a spoiled, petulant brat and then going to the range through all hours of the night instead of just accepting it. Oh, I'm not going to play then. He's mouthing to the rules officials. Good. We don't like you. Pack your bags and go home.
We made a joke about this last week, but there's a report out there.
Unbelievable, right?
There's a report out there that he went to great lengths to get the penalty removed. We'll tell you about that coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's causing some holdup on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after US 23. And there's just a couple minute delay if you're using westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by your local Rood Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kid's July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Rood this summer. Trust the local pros on a high efficiency AC system from Rood to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Rood Pro Partner at RoodColumbus.com. RUUDColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Hey, it's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept! Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Join The Fan weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State, yes, yes it is. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, The Fan, Ohio's sports destination. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now we stay dry overnight tonight into Tuesday early in the morning across central Ohio. Some light smoke concentrations tonight and lows around 70. On Tuesday, we have a chance of seeing some severe weather across central Ohio. 90% chance of seeing a line or two of thunderstorms come rolling through with damaging winds. Highs in the low 80s, drier in the afternoon. Sunny and dry on Wednesday and 77. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
All right, there's a controversy in the world of sports. So we have Rory McIlroy opening up about Bryson DeChambeau and how he doesn't much care for him. I want to play you this piece of audio because earlier we heard him talking about the rules controversy.
Okay,
and
you've
the two-stroke penalty.
With the actual crap talking now,
I've
the
got
one
it.
That was got everybody all fired up.
This
about
is
him.
Rory talking about how he doesn't really care for Bryson.
You know, I won't pretend to be up here and defend Bryson. I'm not particularly fond of him. I think a lot of it's performative. I think a lot of it's for attention. And yeah, you know, to hold the tournament hostage like that and have all of us, volunteers, players, everyone waiting on him to depart, I didn't feel like it was a great look.
He's phony. That's what he's saying. He's a phony baloney.
Look, I think I have gone in a roundabout way, like as a golf fan with Bryson through the years. I thought, remember when he beat Rory at the U.S. Open at Pinehurst? And then once again, everybody used that really, really gut-wrenching finish for Rory. And he didn't stick around to do media after that.
And by the way,
I kind of had his back on that one. I'm like,
I didn't.
That's a tough, tough
I know
beat.
That, but
and they're
I
not
said,
required to do so.
I know, but I said that was a Bush League move. He should have stayed.
And you're well within your right to have that opinion. I just, as a fan, in knowing how hard that dude has been working over the last 10 years to try
there
to grab another
been,
major,
right, there have
to
been
miss
times
two 3.5-foot putts in the last three holes,
where I thought
sucks.
That Rory was not as professional as I'd like him to be.
Sure.
And so
sure.
I ripped him for that.
Yeah.
But I also will not rip him for this, because first of all, I think he was actually very gentlemanly-like of calling him phony bastard.
He said, I'm not particularly fond of him. Let's be honest. They just had their thing at Augusta, and he did that Amazon series where they talked about the little situation they had on one of the greens on the front nine over like who was farther away. And he said that Bryson's idea was for them to like flip a coin on it, you know, because, you know, putting first, right, is based on distance. Like there's like an actual gentleman's rule over who plays first on a putting green. Whoever's farther away, who hit the worst shot, you got to go first. And then we get to read your line and get some knowledge about the putt because of that. And Bryson tried to hold one over. He's like, oh, you know what? I guess we'll just flip the coin. And Rory's like, no, we're not flipping a coin. This isn't some Saturday round at a Muni. This is Sunday at the Masters. I'm trying to beat you and win a major. And Rory, you know, got to putt second as he thought he should because he was closer. Bryson missed his putt. He made his, and that was kind of part of the story. And then Bryson was hot and bothered because they weren't chit-chatty. Remember? He was vocal afterwards and was on Rory's ass after he won the career slam because he wasn't chatty during that Sunday round at Augusta when he's trying to fulfill his legacy.
I mean, Timmy, we're just cracking a couple Miller Lights out there on the course, like, aren't we? It's a Sunday afternoon. Like, why can't we enjoy ourselves?
You're going to have your YouTube stuff. You're going to get to yip-yap all you want. All right, buddy? Like, and it's just, you would kill to have as much talent as that guy. Bryson, I'm talking. And now he's just doing, like, save some for the rest of us as far as YouTube golf is sort of the way I look at it. But yeah, it's a free country. Get to do whatever you want to do. But try to win championships here while you can. Instead, he seems to want to do all the other. And Rory said what he said. I just don't have any concept why people are using that as part of the reason to just vilify Rory at this point in time.
So we made a joke about this on Friday. You know, Bryson DeChambeau, he's buddies with the president.
Ooh, that's called sometimes choke time, coach.
So does he call the president and say, hey, Trumpy, I got this two-stroke penalty. I don't really like it. Can you call the PGA and see what they got to say about it? We made that joke, but there is a story today that says Bryson DeChambeau, whether this story's right or wrong, I have no idea. Take it with a grain of salt. He wanted the president to get involved with this.
Yeah.
The same way he got involved with the red card.
What is he going to do? He has nothing to do with that.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
I don't. Did you, by the way, did you hear what Bryson said, like, in response to what Rory just did?
No, I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear what he said?
And how you doing, little partner?
Good job.
Fine. And it's a little visitor now.
Good job.
Thanks.
Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
I love it, too, because there's just all sorts of, you know, headlines and stupid headline writing out there that doesn't even give the scope of the story. Like, there's a Bryson DeChambeau shows his true colors with response to Rory McIlroy's situation. And all the quote was is, I won't be commenting on that. Like, that's all, like, they had from, like, some at some point after the round when he was, like, signing autographs. And the article didn't even say, like, what is you, the writer, what's your opinion on what are those true colors? Are the true colors worse? Are they better? Was that him taking the high road? Or is he still a pain in the ass? Because that's what I think Bryson is.
But I got something for you. You and I like uniforms. We like fashion. Our friends, the Columbus Clippers, announced on Friday that they're going to honor the Ohio State Buckeyes with an Ohio State theme game on September 18th. They're going to wear custom scarlet and gray uniforms featuring the iconic Buckeye leaf, along with scarlet outline of the state of Ohio, accented by a gray star marking Columbus.
Pretty sweet.
That'll be nice. I'm looking at them. They look nice. And here's what I said too. And here's what pisses me off, actually. Because you shouldn't feel threatened. You should be confident in who you are and what you do. But I've said for years that if the Blue Jackets would get their heads out of their asses and stop acting like the little brother all the time, they could make a scarlet and gray alternate uniform and it would kill. You'd have everybody selling that. I thought for the outdoor game, you're playing it at the Shoe.
Mm-hmm. You do something like that.
But they're so threatened, they won't do that. They won't do that because in their mind, they are professional, they're the NHL, and they're above it, and we're not going to copy anything Ohio State does. You're not copying anything. You are celebrating the place where you live.
Did they try to say that they did something that was an ode to the Buckeyes when they played at the Shoe? Like, was it with, like, a hoodie maybe or something that they were wearing in the pregame or... Because they just did, like, sort of a modified canon. Wasn't that on the
uniform? Yeah, and it was a nice look.
I didn't mind it,
but...
Maybe it was... I mean, the patch was the patch. That was a Stadium Series thing with the Shoe.
You've been a professional entity in a so-called college town for 25 years, and never in that time have you ever done anything Ohio State inspired with a uniform, just as a giggle, just as a one-off.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Just shows how petty and threatened you are by something that you shouldn't be threatened by. Do your business.
I don't have anything else to add. Like, yes. Yes.
What do you don't want to sell merchandise either?
You should.
And sell the crap out of Teddy.
You'll make
everybody
more
would get
money.
One, right?
Absolutely. I'm going to get some of that Clippers gear. Can't wait.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Is Z putting the kibosh on that? Too many Michigan men? But there's been times before him and
get out of
whatever.
Here.
Whatever, we're in Columbus, and the jerseys look amazing, and the hats. How many of the hats do you think they got? The 47 brand partnership, you know. I think that might be. Is that their like actual? Tyler Danberg would know because New Era's got the lockdown on MLB. I wonder if 47 brand makes the MILB hats or if that's
New Era
second,
made those too.
I thought they did too. Maybe 47 is just a secondary brand that has licensing and it will do some of the hats. But the
47 Cabin.
What is that reference to? 47 Cabin.
Wasn't that the year that Susan's grandfather built the cabin?
Oh, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Susan's Cabin, a 1947 cabin.
Was it 47 Cabin?
He burnt him down with the cigars.
That's right.
Yeah. Because of the Cheever letters because Susan's grandfather was having a...
No, it was Susan's father.
Susan's father.
Yeah.
Was having a love affair with a writer.
With John Cheever.
That's right.
Yeah. We don't have any listeners left, but we're going to get them all back.
With Jason
when we
Stark.
Talk to Jason Stark, it's Jason's Beef coming up in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute delay due to an accident that's on Leonard Avenue between St. Clair Avenue and Joyce. And there's a slowdown on northbound 270 on the East Outer Belt between Easton Way and 161. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere construction equipment rentals for Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need Smart Grade, Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
He's a man who's in every Hall of Fame in the known universe. He's a man who travels thousands of miles to see celestial bodies. He's a man who enjoys a good tomato pie. And he's a man who regrets a few life choices every Monday at 5:30. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
Our guy Jason Stark joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
Hey, Mike. I'm really looking forward to this I Told You So segment. That's what we've got going here, right?
First of all, we're going to get to that. I don't know why you just have to play gotcha with us. But you said you went to the beach for a long weekend. Where did you go and what did you do? More importantly, what did you eat?
Yeah, I went to Avalon Stone Harbor, New Jersey, place that we love, that I love. And it was, we had a little smoke situation for a day or two there, but it's better to be at the beach with the sea breeze than it was to be inland. So that part went well. Ate lots of amazing food. I'm trying to think. You probably want to know the very best dish.
No, give me the worst that just gave you diarrhea.
Did you hit up? did you hit up that Core Brothers in Stone Harbor? The fantastic orange vanilla twist custard. Come on.
Okay, so I'm very familiar with Core Brothers, but I did not go to Core Brothers because there is a place in Stone Harbor, New Jersey, called Springer's Homemade Ice Cream. And when we got in line last night, there were more than 100 people in front of us in that line. And that's just what it's like there every week. And so if you're ever in Stone Harbor or near Stone Harbor and you tell people that, they will say, "Did you go to Springer's?" So I went to Springer's like 3 times.
All right. Well, that's good. I know you're an ice cream guy. If you went 3 times, and I was going to ask, was it worth it? But I guess I know the answer.
Well, you know, I had this rule. Vacation rules go into effect where, I think I've told you this, you can eat ice cream any time of the day, as many times as you feel like it, okay? So nobody's allowed to say, wait, didn't you also go to Springer's at lunch?
No. I'm with you. That's fantastic.
I'm with the both of you on that. You can have ice cream pretty much as you want while you're on a beach vacation. We have to get like Jack a Core Brothers every single day, and he makes sure that he gets the Cadillac. It's like $11 for the cone by the time it's done, because it's the large one, and then of course he's got to get it dipped in the rainbow. They call them Jimmies on the Jersey Shore, not sprinkles. So, and then we would do, I've heard of that ice cream shop, but we would have the Hassles would be for the Wildwood crowd, but the same like slow churn. You were getting like some sundaes or some of the like the ice cream on the Belgian waffle. Do you do that as well with the whipped cream and the cherry?
I did not do any of that. And we've got an issue with soft ice cream, and that is that one time when we were in Avalon Stone Harbor and we went out for soft ice cream, it was a really, really, really hot day, and the ice cream was melting all over my hand and my face and me and my shoes. And there are way too many photos that my wife busts out, so I have to pick my spots.
You need the ice cream rock hard, is what you're saying.
There are certain techniques that you can utilize. The scooped ice cream takes a lot longer to melt, is all I'm saying.
Did you get the same flavor all three times, or did you try new flavors every single time?
I did not. I did a chocolate peanut butter thing first time in, and then did a chocolate chip thing second time. And then there's just a lot of agonizing and a lot of tasting and for the third time, and went back to the chocolate peanut butter. I don't know. Mistake?
That's a lot of chocolate. I'm surprised you went with the chocolate chip.
I got to tell you, though, I'm with him. If I see something with peanut butter on the menu, I'm going to it.
No, yeah, the chocolate peanut butter.
I tasted a lot of peanut butter variations. I did. But chocolate, like that chocolate peanut butter.
We have a meteorologist who works here. Her name is Lily, and her hot take that she gave me last week was that she doesn't think chocolate and peanut butter belong together. Needless to say, she's fired now.
Yeah, I respect your opinion. It's just wrong.
Speaking of respecting opinions but being wrong, so you have the All-Star Game. You got the Home Run Derby. You said the Home Run Derby is the premier event, and the All-Star Game has become the secondary event to the Home Run Derby. And the reason why you said that is because it's been so difficult to actually find offense in the All-Star Game because the pitching usually outshines, and here we had a shutout. It was a 4-0 game. You said something about how do we help the hitters in that game. I don't know. What do you do, Jason? How do you get more offense in the All-Star game?
Well, I think this is not just about the All-Star game anymore. I think the All-Star game showed us how much technology has propelled pitching and even defense to a place where the sport's just out of balance now, Mike. And so I think fixing offense is the last really important frontier. These hitters just can't hit these dudes at the velocity they throw, all the information they've got. You know, the defenses, the outfielders play deeper than they've ever played in the history of baseball, and they know exactly where a guy's going to hit the ball when he hits it his hardest. And they, you know, it's just doubles and triples are disappearing, and offense is disappearing. Okay, so I think two things have to happen. One is, baseball should do what the other sports do, limit where defenses can play. Can't play as deep as they play right now in the outfield. Can't have the middle infielders just hanging out right up the middle, 2 inches from the back. Can't do that. The other thing is they've got to get the strikeout rate under control. I think there's ways to do it, but I've talked to Theo Epstein about this a lot, and I'm with him. He thinks the answer is you've either got to force or incentivize starting pitchers to stay in the game longer so they just can't throw every pitch as hard as they can and then leave and some other dude comes in throwing 102. If you guys have different ideas, I'm happy to hear them.
I like all those ideas, but I did want to get one of your takes on the other event that we're talking about, that being the Home Run Derby, which you like. And now look, you're not alone, because all we kept reading was how we like the revamped format. We're glad that they went back to this and got rid of the timed deal. But it was only on Netflix, and it was only the second event they'd ever done. A lot of people were just like, please get Will Ferrell out of my face for this for just a minute. And it was their smallest audience all the way back to 2003. But if that is the big show, we're not getting the offense in the All-Star game. Man, shouldn't MLB want a bigger number for the actual home run derby? And it just didn't cut it this first go around on Netflix.
Ooh, well, you know, since I was in the arena and I didn't have to watch Netflix, all I had to do was listen to all the people complaining about Netflix. And I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry for the people who couldn't watch. I'm sorry for the people who were tired of Will Ferrell. I'm tired for the people of the I'm sorry for the people who were watching a close up of Kyle Schwarber's face when the baseball was landing 9,000 feet back in the second deck. There's a lot of issues with Netflix, and you tell me what baseball should do. Should they turn down Netflix's money? I mean, they booted ESPN basically out of the broadcast booth for the Derby and took the best offer. Netflix made it. Netflix is still figuring it out, but you're never going to have as big an audience if you're going to put it on Netflix, because people aren't going to Netflix for this. They're going to Netflix to watch tonight's movie with the family.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark. They announced the Field of Dreams uniforms today. Those came out, and a little retro look, which I appreciate. But we're back in Dyersville, Iowa this year. They had some construction there, so we weren't there. I forget your opinion on this. Is this something you'd like to see every single year? Or did you like it sort of moving around to different spots?
I have mixed feelings about it. I love the movie. I can't remember Where You Stand on the movie. And
it's one of our favorite movies of all time. Yeah. We quote it daily to the point where we have no listeners left.
Yeah. We once, on our podcast Starkville, me and Doug Glanville, we had a whole trial to try to prove that Field of Dreams is great because Glanville doesn't like it. And so I love the movie. I love honoring the movie. I love home runs that come down in cornfields. I'm in favor of all of that. But the idea is to create more events with a capital E in baseball, which is hard to do. And if you had it every year, would it still be an event? I think that's the question that we should debate and that baseball should debate.
Jason, we appreciate it, my friend. Go have some more ice cream. Vacation's not over.
We'll talk to you next week. I'm home.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to 71. And expect slower traffic on northbound 71 on the north side between Hudson Street and North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Witt's Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when it's Witt's time. Made fresh daily, their rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witt's Frozen Custard today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
And ice.
I can get things done.
Go to the store, clean the house, whatever you got to do.
Play golf.
Does that count as getting things done?
No.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Buckeye Show, coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer, Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Timmy, happy Monday to you.
Well, we had quite the weekend of sports for Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
We had golf. We had soccer. You said that if Spain and Argentina were in the final, you would boycott it. You hate all things Spanish-speaking.
Did you do it?
I did. Didn't watch it.
You didn't watch a second of it?
Oh, man.
You know what? I respect the pettiness. I really do.
Tim, we went to the splash park in your neck of the woods in Hilliard at the Crooked Can.
Oh, really?
The only time that I caught a glimpse of the game was when I was inside getting a beer to take to the splash
because
pad.
Because all the TVs were tuned into it there.
That was it.
Did you glance or did you lock your eyes on the menu?
I was seeing what was going on, of course.
Okay.
But I didn't sit down and watch the game.
I think that counts. Yeah, I think that checks the box.
Give your reasoning again for why you didn't want to watch it.
Well, one of my best friend's ex-girlfriend is from Spain.
Beck's best friend's ex-girlfriend.
She wronged
ended
him.
Poorly. Okay. Wronged him.
You're on team
Spain.
Friend.
You indict an entire country because of this woman.
Yes.
All right.
What'd she do? If you
just,
can.
Just nothing
real,
good.
Real bad.
Yeah, nothing
just
good.
Screwed with his feelings, Timmy. Yeah. That's what she did.
You know me.
Cheated on him.
I have a dead list. Once you're on the list, there's no coming off of it.
Yeah.
Including the nation you're from. And then I don't like the way that Argentina plays. And it was very fitting at the end of the game how they picked fights with the Spanish players. I'm like,
no,
that's exactly
good.
It's not exactly good. The way that they play, but, and I don't like them.
But what about like the Americans that have wronged you? You still like us as the U.S. of A?
I have no other choice. I'm from here.
I mean, you could just cheer for Canada.
I was cheering for France in the World Cup
because I knew over us because you knew that was futile.
There was also no chance that we were going to get to France. And if we did, no chance we were getting past them.
I loved seeing some of the like people on social media questioning who are into other sports and they're jumping in on the soccer bandwagon, which I think is totally cool, by the way. Like, it's get all in on the World Cup when it's here. But who would USA have been in college basketball standards? I saw some people saying Dayton, which I don't know if that's a slight towards Dayton, a slight towards USA,
maybe,
but
maybe
I don't
a slight
think,
towards Dayton.
Yeah. Right,
because Dayton has a legacy.
I think, yeah, but currently, maybe like USA soccer program spiked here, and they were probably a top 15 program, but that's not where they always have lived. Maybe we're like Illinois, like
good, not right now,
but not usually in the top 25.
Not really close to Illinois. I think Illinois would be way better,
In college basketball standards. Who would be? Throw a name out.
I don't even really have one for you. I would say maybe like a Maryland
okay.
in college.
Maryland's won a national championship.
Yeah, so that's a bad example. Yeah. But recently they've been really bad. Yeah, Iowa just made
can contend a little bit, get around the top five in a good conference, make a tournament.
Kind of say like
usually fizzles out early.
Iowa football, kind of. Just very steady, but never win anything.
Use Iowa hoops and football for the same thing.
I'm sad that the World Cup's over.
Yeah, you're going to miss it?
I am going to miss it. I didn't think I was going to be swept up in the fever. But I was. I enjoyed it.
It was a great time. It was something to do in the middle of the day.
See,
in a time where we have nothing going on in the middle of the day.
I agree with you. I have said to Major League Baseball, there should never be a point in your regular season during the day where there's not a game going on.
Mm-hmm.
Starting at 1 o'clock, right? You got that 1 o'clock window every single day, 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
You're good to go.
For 162 games, every day should be filled with at least one game in all of those time slots.
If they were smart about the league, they would do that. But alas, they're not smart about anything.
No. They're not. What's not coming up on the people. Buckeyes Show tonight?
Guys, coming up tonight, Austin Ward is hanging out with me. We're going to get his thoughts on the Ward-Manuel Michigan situation that came down a little bit earlier today. The Shot is undergoing some renovations. We'll do that in the 6 o'clock hour as well. And the question of the day for Austin surrounds David Gabriel George, the big pending commitment coming up on Wednesday.
Yep. He's the, it's between us and Tennessee?
Yeah.
Okay. And he has a relationship with Tennessee, right?
Yeah, I was doing some
goes
more.
To
I mean,
school in Tennessee.
Beam and Austin, they'll have you covered on that. But yeah, it's, you know, the last thing that I was reading about it is kind of pointing towards Tennessee for some reasons. But we knew that they were going to come in all with right. more money. So we'll see what the Buckeyes can possibly do to try to get that done.
Buckeyes Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan, back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
You guys remember your fastest mile times? Did you have to clock them when you were in school for like the presidential physical fitness test or middle school?
Like
they made you do this in gym class?
Middle school, 7th grade was like a 7:30.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
I was the smart ass that walked the mile.
You just wouldn't run. You refuse to run.
I'd run the curves and walk the straightaways or the other way around the track. I didn't want to get sweaty during the day. I really didn't.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. I felt good about I loved my mile time. I couldn't sprint at all, but I was cool with the short, like, distance running. I won in the low sixes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty
really,
damn good.
I thought it was really good. It didn't really translate to 5K.
This guy.
No, this guy right here, Josh Kerr. Again, like, big things happening in sports in England over the weekend
there
with the Open Championship. And then on Saturday, the day before, Josh Kerr broke the world record in the mile with a 3 minutes 42.66 second run.
This is like a 25-year record, too, right?
This is at the London Diamond League, whatever the hell that is. I do not know. This was the result of an 8-month build, which he's a Scot. Josh Kerr is a Scot. He wanted to be better. There was something called Project 222. I don't know if this was some kind of documentary that they did with this, but he wanted to be better than the 3:43.13 second record, which Hichem El Gerouj had held since 1999. So, my God.
27 years.
You know what the crazy thing about this is? I was watching a video on Instagram about this guy today, and it's if you ran a 5-second 40-yard dash, 5-second flat, 40-yard dash, 44 times in a row, that's your mile time.
That's insane.
That's nuts.
That's about what Tyvis ran. Tyvis came in a little under that 5-flat, which I was impressed with at the fan
so
race.
You're pretty much just,
sprinting the entire time for a mile. If Tyvis kept doing that, like his gait that he had on the 40, he would be dead after the fifth one. If he continued on. By the way, the bird names, we were doing athlete bird names. We had Mike Todd chimed in from Dairy Queen and the Jackets Arena host, gave us Boom Heron. That was a great one. Mm-hmm. I had two that I had jotted down that I thought were good. Lynn Swan,
excellent.
And Robin Yount. That's all I got. For bird named athletes.
I got nothing.
Larry. Who?
You got Brooks Robinson, but that's...
Does Larry Bird
Larry Bird was too easy.
But we didn't say it.
We didn't say it. I know we didn't say it. I thought that was so obvious it didn't need to be said.
No, see, that's just covering up for stupidity. We didn't say it. Larry Bird.
Then we had Dennis Bird and Rick Bird. So Sue Bird.
Yeah, I like how Larry we go there, Bird. But Larry Bird, yeah. No. All right. Buckeye Show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 5-minute delay due to a crash blocking the center lane. If you're on northbound 315 at 270 on the north outer belt, it's going to be stop and go from 161. We also have a slowdown on northbound 270 on the east outer belt from Easton Way to 161. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells raking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hey, it's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about... a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.